to the show. Final half hour of today. Final half hour of hour number three. This Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The number of people who voted in the presidential election of November 2020, big turnout. 1.4 million of you who voted between Biden and Trump did not bother to vote November of 2022, the midterm election, the re-election of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the election that gave the Democrats a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate. And I've talked about their agenda and everything that they've rammed through here the first barely 9-10 months of 2023. Not going to go through the entire list, but basically getting rid of right to work, reinstating prevailing wage law on government construction work and jobs, building our roads, rest stops, rest areas, getting rid of the absolute restrictions on freedom and liberties that the Republicans worked for years to put in place while Governor Rick Snyder was there. These restrictions, for example, on abortion, you have to have a 24-hour layover informed consent law to think about it, to see an ultrasound, and to be told options that you have if you decide not to get an abortion. These are options you could have. No, we're going to get rid of those. Expansion of Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act, which had no people's rights being violated anywhere. Nobody filed a lawsuit since they expanded Elliot Larson. Moving our presidential primaries up to cause Republicans to lose delegates at next summer's national convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Being absolutely faithful and loyal to their base, public school teachers, the government school teachers. Well, public school teacher evaluations would no longer need to be based on the classroom's standardized test score results. Under legislation debated yesterday afternoon in a Senate Education Committee, the current standard created during the Governor Rick Snyder years requires that 40% of a teacher's evaluation be based on student growth and test results. The Senate Education Committee Chairwoman Dana Pohanky, a communist from Livonia, said this current law is wrought with problems. For one, student scores will only grow to a certain point before they plateau out. What? What did you just say? You're telling me that here in northern Michigan, when the students are tested according to the SAT test scores to determine what they've learned in the government schools, elementary, junior high, high school, when they take it their senior year to determine what they qualify for admissions into a college, and they're getting D's in northern Michigan in these government schools, you're saying that the test scores only grow to a certain point before they plateau out. What the heck are you basing that on? If they are being taught more and they are learning more, they will test higher on those scores. The statement you just made, State Representative, it doesn't even make sense. What are you basing this on? She continues. Outside of that, each batch of students is not like the prior class. Sometimes a class has more gifted overachievers. Sometimes the next class coming in does not. So therefore, comparing one class to another isn't fair. Oh my God. Where does this woman even get her logic to make a statement like that? Paul Hanke also said that the state standardized test, MSTEP, isn't a great yardstick for teachers because often the test doesn't mean anything to the student. Why? Because they didn't learn it. Whatever is on the test, they didn't get taught that. That's why it doesn't mean anything to the student. Since the final grade doesn't depend on their performance, students can take the test as seriously as they want. But that isn't fair to the teacher. What? And then what happens if a teacher is reassigned to a different subject area or to a different grade? Oh my God. If they're assigned to a different subject or to a different grade, aren't they supposed to be professional, educated educators? Aren't they then capable of learning the subject matter and how to teach it to the grade that they've been assigned to? That's why you justify their high salaries and their great, awesome benefits. They're professional educators. So you get reassigned from English to math. You're not capable of teaching math? Well, then I think you should decline the assignment. I'm sorry, I'm not qualified to teach math. I didn't major in math. I can't teach math. But no, you see what they want to do is they want to remove the evaluation of these teachers because of their incompetence. Jason Posey, Executive Vice President of Detroit's Federation of Teachers, the DFT, the union, testified in support of these bills, saying if a teacher is assigned to teach different subjects each school year, that prevents them from developing effective skills or strategies on that subject. And therefore, the student's testing environment can dictate their achievement on standardized testing from a teacher who is not prepared to teach the subject. Teachers should not be held accountable for the growth of the students that are not consistently present to participate in their learning. One of the things he pointed out was chronic absenteeism. Chronic absenteeism. You mean the kids don't come to school? So the teacher shouldn't be basically evaluated based on the Snyder Republican laws that they passed back when they were in control. Who's pushing this? The Democrats. Senate bills 395 and 396 were not taken up any votes on in the committee, but various stakeholders told the Senate Education Committee that they were completely on board with the bills. Senator Christian McDonald, Rivet, of course they have two last names, communist from Bay City, said she was on board with the education accountability package 10 years ago. But after watching academic outcomes spiraling downward, we're not going to continue doing this the same way because it's not helpful. Not helpful to who? The kids or to the teachers? The union teachers that donate to your Democrat reelection, Senator. it's important that we get back to the building blocks and think about how we can rate teachers and have an evaluation system that supports teachers and allows them to grow. Okay, let's not evaluate them based on performance. Let's not evaluate them based on their students in their classrooms taking a standardized test. No, let's just scrap all that. Let's throw it out the window, but let's figure out how we can evaluate teachers, support them, and allow them to grow. You mean basically not teach the kids, but yet still get raises and increased benefits. Reduce the number of rating categories from 4 down to 3. Removing the standardized testing score results. And instead of it being deemed highly effective rating, cause that one to go away. Now we're going to simply rate the teachers on effective, developing, or needs support. Need support? Which really, really, you know what that is a phrase for? Failure to teach. Yeah, the teacher needs more support. All teachers would have been rated effective 3 years in a row. It would be allowed to skip an evaluation for 2 out of the 3 future evaluations going forward. This is in the bill, folks. Evaluate the teachers every year. And if they get an effective rating for 3 years in a row, well, now you can skip being evaluated for the next 2 out of 3 years. The bills also create a due process avenue for teachers who object to their rating. Oh, I don't like the rating I got, the evaluation. So now I want due process to object to that rating. It was on this point that the bill received pushback from the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. If the bill's goal is to streamline the evaluation process, allowing teachers to seek remediation just because they get a need support rating, Mesa's Matt Schuler opposed the bill package. Unbelievable. They're not teaching the kids, but they don't want to be evaluated because they're failing. You going to vote next year? We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Downstate Kim says, thanks a lot after that last segment. Now I need an aspirin. Unreal. And who testified in the Senate committee hearing? Bob Kefkin, Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals, and Tammy Danzer of the MEA. Michigan Education Association, both got up and supported the bills. Of course they did. Attorney Jeffrey Donahue of White Snyder asked for a definition of misconduct that wasn't so expansive so that the school administrators could apply it to certain cases involving these type of evaluations. You see, here's the problem, folks. You can't fire a bad teacher. Not in the government schools. The government schools, with these unions giving money to Democrat state reps and state senators, sponsor, introduce these type of bills protecting bad teachers. You can't fire them. And if this goes through, you can't even evaluate them on performance of teaching the kids using standardized testing. I got a very simple question. How do you evaluate students' learning? How do you do it? You test them. How many of us, since the beginning of time, are taught a subject? You're given homework. You have to do math problems. You have to do chemistry problems, physics. You have to write papers for English. You have to study history. And then, after the instruction, what happens? You're given a test so that you can prove to the teacher that you were paying attention, you were listening, you were taking notes, you did your homework assignments, and then you're tested on what you were just taught. They don't want the kids' test scores to affect teacher evaluations. the very laws that the Republicans and Governor Rick Snyder signed and passed and forced the teachers at these government schools to be subjected to, now they want to eliminate them. And they want to eliminate highly effective from the four choices of the evaluation of the teachers. They want to get rid of the best, highly effective rating a teacher could earn. Let me ask you a question. Where's the motivation for a teacher to get a highly effective rating? To be proud of themselves, for job fulfillment. My students learn what I teach them. I want them to be tested. I want them to be proven to show that I'm a highly effective teacher. They want to take that away from these teachers. I had two teachers, actually three, in a government school that I attended in Macomb County. Eisenhower High School, Utica Community. Miss Hansen, in math. Mr. Bryce in chemistry. And Miss Tharp in English Lit. Actually, four. Goyke, my U.S. history teacher. I had four great teachers. I remember them as clear as a bell. Every single one of them, I guarantee you, got highly effective evaluations back in the 1970s. Because we learned math, chemistry, English Lit, and U.S. history. Where is the motivation for a U.S. history teacher like Mr. Goyke, a big guy with a big black beard, who dressed up like Abraham Lincoln, who dressed up like Ulysses S. Grant, complete with a Union general's uniform and a sword on his hip, into the school building? Where's the motivation to go through that? He walked the halls dressed up like General Grant. Sword and everything, and guess what? Impacted the kids. He walked into the classroom and said, "Attention!" He acted like Grant. He talked to us like we were his soldiers during the Civil War. You know what? We learned the Civil War. We knew every element, symbol on the periodic table. We knew the ionic charges. We knew the specific density of every element on the planet in Bryce's chemistry class. I helped Ms. Hansen teach algebra to the ninth graders when I was a senior. Not anymore. Government schools, right. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gun.